You anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, even though she has an H.
Because she has an H, because it's different.
You're giving her a little
different
song.
Different than what?
You.
We got no jingles. We got nothing. All we got is a radio show, and you're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. And if this is the first time that you're listening to the show, then you should know. You turn your lights down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers, and sinners. Come sin with me, come sin tonight. Tonight is Saturday night, if you're listening to us live, and so we've got a little bit of a speakeasy going here tonight on Radio Suzy 1. Sister Sarah Sue, Mellow Queen, is with us tonight. She's not on the microphone, though. She's not allowed to have a voice. She's just with us tonight. And Sister Terry is with us, also unmiked. Brother David has left the building. Is that what's going on here? Okay. Well, you know, then I get to talk by myself, which is good. I can enjoy the sound of my own voice, which I love, which is why I am in radio. It's good to love yourself, your voice, and it's actually hard to love your voice because usually when you listen to your voice on tape, it's scary. It is. But if you can listen to your voice, you can learn to use a very important instrument in the art of seduction. And seduction is going to be the theme of our next big TV show and after party on March 22nd, this coming Saturday, a week from tonight. We are going to launch Weapons of Mass Seduction in celebration of spring, Easter, when your favorite Easter bunny, Mary Magdalene, seduced Jesus into coming back to life for a little while. And Dionysia, the original Jesus, and Purim, the holiday that celebrates that great seductress, the biblical Queen Esther, who seduced a king to save her people and herself from genocide. Yes, it's very sexy. Boro Bay just wrote to me, sexy. I don't know if he's thinking that my analysis is sexy or my voice, or he's just feeling sexy, but he wrote sexy to me. And please don't just write to me on Skype. Put yourself into the waiting room, and I will put you into the talking area. Brother Dave is back, and now...
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. What do you have your mouth full of?
Nothing. I was just reading a resignation letter.
Oh, yes.
You didn't grab an ashtray while you were over there.
Yes, did I give it to you?
Did you grab one?
Yes, I did.
Did you forget to grab one?
No, here it is.
Yay! Thank you.
All right, so...
ashtrays and mics for all.
Mics are on, ashtrays are on, resignations have been delivered, and change is in the air. Right? Change.
Always is.
Okay, and so how are we feeling tonight, Speakeasy Girls?
Feeling pretty buzzed.
Yep. I second that motion.
Okay, we are drinking lemonade and what type of
plastic
alcohol?
Bottled vodka.
That's plastic. My favorite kind.
Plastic, okay.
If it comes in plastic, you know it's a classic.
Oh, yep. My cup's empty now.
Okay, but the cups are really classy. They're these tin cups. I want to rattle them.
They're the best.
Yep.
Here, let's cheers, Terry.
The classy hobo
cheers
cup.
Your cheers, tin cup cheers. With me near the microphone.
Can we...
Did you hear that, listeners?
That was pretty good. That
it's like an
good.
Interactive show.
It sounded something that happens in the jailhouse. Okay, we have Robert on the line in Alhambra from Melodramatic.
Oh!
That was a chorus.
We love him. We love Robert.
Robert's on the line.
Is Robert Cornzilla?
Yes.
Oh,
cool.
Yes.
Cornzilla!
I, too, am growing to
I'm
love
so
Robert.
Happy.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Welcome to Radio Suzy 1.
How are you feeling, Robert?
Yes.
So, Robert, you're going to be joining us next week for the Speakeasy Bacchanal.
For sure.
For sure. You're bringing Harmony. That's your one of your tasks.
Yes.
The lovely Harmony.
Yes, the
Who's Harmony?
Harmony.
She's a porn star?
No, Harmony
she was speaking
not
to boy.
At all a porn star.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. Who's Harmony?
Mr. Roboneck.
Oh, you're bringing Roboneck?
Yeah.
Of course he's bringing Roboneck.
Wait a second, wait a second. Who's Rubberneck? I didn't say you could bring Rubberneck.
No, you told me. That's his other name. We all don't you know, we all have like three or four names around melodramatic.com.
No.
Tickets for Rubberneck.
Is this a separate set of gonads?
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm. It's another two
Chris,
balls.
Chris.
Who is that?
It's Chris.
Terry said it would be alright.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're supposed to say.
Called out on the radio.
I told you about him, only I didn't call him Rubberneck because I called
no,
him his real name.
I told you about it. And then I said, "Well, what is he gonna do?
What can he contribute?
Can he come over here and paint for us? We need some painting done.
What's his name? Rubberneck?
Roboneck.
Because
he has a really strong neck. He's real buff. He's a buff
okay,
guy.
Okay, strong so. Neck. Could this
guess,
be a guy?
You know,
he needs some help in the gallery right now.
He takes his shirt off and he looks.
Is
buff.
Your neck bigger than my neck? I got a big neck.
You have a big neck. You're bigger than him,
neck.
I think. You're still bigger.
So he's coming in traction?
Or you're body surfing. And you had to wear a halo.
We just talked. No, see, we only caught the last two sentences because we were busy yammering all drunkenly over here.
Not paying attention to our caller. We're so horrible. Robert, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So who is Roboneck?
His name is... He's my best friend, Chris.
Okay. And so he was just in a surfing accident?
Yeah, he was body surfing at Newport, I believe, and he just hit a wave wrong. And
a lot of people break their neck down there.
He slammed his head right.
Oh, well, then he can't come to the speakeasy anyway.
Is he in like a
we need healthy people here.
We need fuckable people.
Exactly. Healthy men.
Is he fuckable? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Well then, if
I personally think
he probably sucks at oral.
What are you saying?
If his neck is injured,
he can't help out in the gallery, but he can come here and have sex.
No, he can help. What's in the gallery?
What do
a
we
bunch
have
of
to
crab.
Have done? What do we have to have done?
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. Well,
I
like
think
for
you
instance,
just buy
like
a
some painting, right?
We'll start a donation and we'll fund the get back to the speaking.
He can get the mellow discount though.
Sarah's wealthy because she's a Warner sister now.
I'm not wealthy. It's
well,
just
I mean, I was assuming
one person, you know.
One person. Can you bring other girls?
Everybody has to bring
Bring girls. Girls.
Yeah, you
whether
gotta
you're
bring
broke
girls.
Or not.
Oh, okay.
Girls.
Girls.
Yeah. Several girls.
For Sarah?
Huh?
Well, Harmony number one. Harmony is
That's the game plan. The game plan. We discussed this like unofficially like an hour ago.
Yeah, yeah. We made a plan for Robert. That's
we have
the
a plan.
The plan for Robert is pick up Harmony and take photographs.
Yes.
You're a very good photographer, Robert.
Thank you.
Did you notice I used some of your photographs on my blog?
Yes, I did. I am very grateful.
Well, I only use them because you're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now we know what you're doing. Now what is Roboneck good at?
Roboneck is good at what, looking good?
No, he's
oh
right.
Can
he's
I tell a Roboneck story?
Good.
Dude, okay, so one time we go to see this movie at the Fullerton AMC, and they have a fountain out front, right?
Yeah.
And so Roboneck's like, hey, Sarah, do you want me to dive into that fountain over there? And I was like, yeah, dive into that fountain. And he's like, okay. So he takes his shirt off, and
shirt
they, like,
off.
Throw a football for him, and he does this, like, football dive catch with rippling muscles into the fountain. And then he gets out, and, like,
right.
The water's rippling, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, that was really hot.
Mr. Terry.
He is quite
good. You're going
good
to cast him in the porn play.
Ooh, I really can.
In
yes.
The porn play?
The porn
play? Yes.
The porn.
I will
what is that? That sounds really exciting. Is that
the
an event?
We're gonna do a porn style porn play
at the at the next
role.
Event.
But we can cast him in a non sex role.
Maybe
he
could maybe
sex.
Just for my
okay.
Amusement.
He gets
he could
carried
be the
away.
Wait.
Maybe
is that what the harem was? The
well,
yeah, you're gonna be even
is that a non sex role?
The harem role is not necessarily sex.
What are the open female sex roles?
Open. Well, okay. Esther is a sex role.
Esther. I once dressed as Queen Esther for Halloween.
You did?
Yeah. Because I was only allowed to dress as Bible characters.
What did you wear? That's the perfect one.
What did you wear?
She was considered the most beautiful of all the queens, right? She
yes.
won the beauty
oh,
contest.
Yep. She won the greater
the
Persian
Esther
beauty
is considered
contest.
Of the Christian girls. Esther is the one that you want to be like. She's like the Paris Hilton of the Bible,
yes.
you know?
She is the Paris Hilton of the Bible.
And she seduced the king to save her people.
She
beauty,
was much more politically
responsible. I love Esther. It's unfortunate that Esther is a sex position because I do love Esther.
Well, you know, there is another way we might be doing this, which is that there's a lot of Esthers.
There's always a lot
there
of Esthers.
There could be several Esthers.
I kind of want to be
so
I kind
of
want to be Esther, too.
Has got to be a porn star.
You know what's so funny?
Because she's got to have sex with the king.
Sad
come on. She has to have sex with the king.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Or seduce the king.
Or at least a lap dance.
She just has to seduce him.
A lap dance.
Yeah. Or some sort of seductive
Ding. Belly dance, but you know, with some sexual stuff that I don't know if you're ready.
She's
to
got it. Well, we at least
I was
some
really
topless action going
if
on.
Maybe you know we might have a porn star play the king. So I'm not sure who's going to be Esther yet. It could be you, Sarah.
It could
know.
Be.
I do love Esther. It's. I mean, kind of. I was. I got to admit, it was
Esther.
A traumatic experience.
How so?
I love
Esther. How is it traumatic being Esther, Sarah?
To be kept out of school on Halloween and forced to dress up like a Bible character, and when people come to the door to trick-or-treat, you have to give them little pamphlets about God. And
I mean,
I'm Queen Esther.
Sarah.
Pamphlet.
I did not know that Christian girls dressed up as Esther. I thought only Jewish girls did.
I thought it was a Jewish holiday, right?
For Halloween, you're only allowed to pick Bible characters on Halloween.
I didn't even think of Esther on Halloween. I thought
most
of her on
people
Purim.
Go Lazarus.
Purim is Esther.
Who's Purim?
You dressed
on
up
Halloween?
As
who's Purim?
Esther on
who's Purim?
Purim is the holiday of Esther.
It's the Jewish holiday that Esther is a part of.
No, I don't know anything about Jewishness. Sorry.
No, really, this is a revelation.
That Christian girls are into
Esther?
I am
getting a revelation.
Well,
that a Christian girl was so into
Esther. You think the Old Testament belongs to you?
I always do.
Like,
actually,
come on.
I do. Thank you.
We like the Old
Testament.
Well,
I know that there was a dramatization of the Esther story on the Pox channel, like that Christian channel.
Oh, I don't even know.
And it was really pathetic.
Oh. No, you're too busy watching TMZ.
It had all
I
the sex
TMZ.
Out of it. Like when I think when the Christians,
actually,
certain Christians.
Wait, do you, who was
talk
the
about
wife?
Esther? They make her almost like she's celibate or something.
Who was
like
the one that
nun.
Demanded Luke's head? Right.
Oh well, that was Salome.
Salome?
That wasn't Luke. That was
That was
Saint
another
John's.
Seductress, famous
yeah, that
biblical
was
seductress.
Right.
That was salmon.
That's not one that the
salmon.
Jews celebrate.
No, because she was evil. But
well,
she
yeah,
was
the
hot,
Jews,
but
the
evil.
Jews can't really get behind
that
her.
That was salmon.
But you can get behind Esther. You can get behind Esther. Yeah, and her cousin is her pimp.
Mordecai.
Esther, you know about Mordecai's cousin? That's the one who puts her up to marry the king, to puts her into the beauty contest. And she
Mordecai.
Wins the beauty contest.
No.
And then she becomes the queen.
Well, Spitzer Spitzer has a girl like that.
Yeah.
Governor Spitzer.
Yeah, Spitzer.
Yeah.
Elliot. Jew.
Another Jew.
Not religious.
Right. $4,100.
Oh, my God.
To bring her to Washington, D.C.
Right. Esther. His Esther.
Transporting hookers across state lines.
Oh, the politician guy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that on TMZ.
Yeah.
You know, can I? Yeah. That's Elliot Spitzer, a lawnsman. New York, former New York governor.
Robert's still on the
and
line.
And anti-prostitution crusader.
Oh, ew.
Right. He was. He was a hypocrite.
Body World is
and
that
an active client of the elite Emperor's Club, Call Girl Service.
Yeah.
I support the prostitutes, but not the anti-abortion sentiment.
Now, here is my advice for Elliot, and I'm writing him an open letter. You want to hear my open letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
open
dear,
letter on the radio.
Dear Mr. Spitzer, may I call you Elliot? I have a great idea for how you could resurrect your now dead political career. Admit the hypocrisy of your sex life up until now. Whoops, my thing just went off here. Okay, up until now. And work to decriminalize prostitution in New York and America. I know, it sounds outrageous, but you know, in your heart of hearts, as well as deep within your balls, that it's the right thing to do. And it just might work. Before New York was New York, it was New Amsterdam. Look at what they're doing in Old Amsterdam. When prostitution is decriminalized, crime goes down. Come on, Elliot. You can do it. Use some of your family millions, your amazing Harvard-trained brain, your now substantial name recognition, your legendary drive to succeed, and your deep desire to be one of the good guys to get this ridiculous, victimless crime off the books. If you succeed in Amsterdamizing, let me say that again, Amsterdamizing New York and the country, I promise you will become a hero to many. Your current abject humiliation will be seen as a springboard to your greatest calling. You could then become an advocate of sex workers' rights and safety, really helping some of the lovely, hardworking women you once patronized. It could be a brilliant career move, as well as the best moral choice for you, considering your current politically hopeless circumstances. And in the interest of my country, as well as my own promotion, I'm not a hooker, but I am a publicity whore, I would offer my services to you as a sex therapist free of charge. Sincerely, Susan M. Blog, PhD.
Okay, we've got a couple of callers. We've got someone calling from...
Well, wait a second. Oh. What do you think of my idea?
I think
for
that's
Elliot.
A great idea.
I mean, gosh, I just read you his open letter. I'm just
I don't know. There's like a whole can of worms opened when you go with nationalized legalization of prostitution, which is an entire discussion of its own, and we've got callers on the line. So what do you do when you read your open letter?
What do you do?
You know? I mean, don't you feel like
well, why should you just say amen or amen?
Well, definitely fucking A women.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
I support the cause.
Let's hear the callers. Come on.
You know, the can of worms
so
are big.
Here's what we've got. We've got John in Los Angeles who wants to share a story.
Okay.
Are we going to say goodbye to Robert?
All right. And then we have... hold on a second. Then we have James in Utah. We don't know what he wants to talk about.
James.
But I think
Utah.
John
let's
is gone.
Let's talk to the Mormon.
Okay, we're going to let you go for a minute, and we'll be right back.
Robert,
okay.
We love you.
We love you, Robert. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
And
hello?
We got to figure out something for
who's
rubberneck.
Who's James?
Yeah, James, hello.
Roboneck, like a butt
James?
Guy, not rubberneck. That's a flimsy guy.
Nice.
I know, it's funny. It's funny. But no one gets
okay.
it but us.
Who do I have on the... Is this James?
Hello?
Hello?
Here's James. Hi, James.
What's up?
Hey there. Hi.
Hey,
what's going on?
Nothing. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just hanging out with my girlfriends.
Are you calling from Utah?
Yes, I am.
What's going on in Utah? Are there Mormons fucking up there? What's going on?
That's one of my girlfriends.
Sometimes
no.
I talk in a gruff voice.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're just giggling and drinking and talking about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about sex?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
You.
Who?
You want to talk about me?
Yeah. Me or my girlfriends or Brother Dave or who?
You and your
girlfriends. Okay, what about us? What do you want to know? Come on, you're getting a little boring.
I know. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Are you Mormon?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Utah?
I'm ski instructing.
You're ski instructor.
Interesting.
Ooh, that's kind of sexy.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
How old are you?
22.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
You don't?
You doing a lot of your students?
Do you like girls?
Yeah.
You never can be too sure. So, you don't have a girlfriend. And what kind of girls do you like? Or women? Do you like older women?
Anything legal, so
anything legal?
Yeah.
I see, okay.
That's a good bar. I got the same bar, honestly.
Okay.
And sometimes it's a hard bar to meet.
Anything legal, right.
Well, then you get into, like, strange illegal laws. Like, in Florida, anal sex is illegal.
Well,
we ignore
then,
those laws.
And are those the ones you choose to ignore?
Yeah,
and then
yeah, yeah.
we have the prostitutes are illegal. You know, I
exactly.
think it's lousy that people can't be paid for sex. If they,
what are you,
you
wearing,
know. What am I wearing?
I'm wearing my pants.
No, he wasn't asking you.
I'm sorry.
What are you wearing,
I am
David?
Also wearing my pants.
Right.
And my panties.
I'm
and
not
my
wearing
panties.
My pants.
Just kidding, I am.
I have on panties.
I'm wearing my underwear.
Under my pants.
And they're kind of moist right now. What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Are you wearing your ski boots and nothing else?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how's that third ski of yours?
It's good.
It's good?
It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're trying to have some phone sex?
Mm-hmm.
You dirty
well,
boy.
You know, this is a radio show.
You got a
okay?
credit card?
You should call a phone sex service for phone
right.
sex, really. This is not a phone sex service.
That was like a trick question you asked right there. I'm just going to put that out there.
You're like, you're calling for phone sex? Well, we don't offer phone sex.
You know, like...
I know, I'm mean.
You were. That was a little...
harsh and
tricky there. Because I would have been like,
would
yeah,
you like
baby.
To have some phone sex?
I'm calling for some phone sex.
You want to have some phone sex with Robert? Or is it... what's your name?
Who are we talking to?
Utah.
Utah.
You're talking to Utah.
You're talking
right,
to Utah.
What's up, Utah?
Utah. Are you there?
I lost it. Speak.
Oh. Barry, you scared him away.
It was
okay.
me.
Hi.
Good
evening.
Okay.
Can we help you?
He didn't realize it was me until you pointed that out.
I just answered the phone. Good evening. Can we help you?
Hi, Miguel.
No, hold. No, this is not Miguel. Is this Miguel?
Hi.
Hey, Miguel.
Yeah.
No,
that's not Miguel.
Who are you?
Miguel's somebody else. Hold on. Hey, Miguel, how you doing?
Hey, Miguel.
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Hi, Miguel. Hola.
Hey.
Phones are ringing.
Welcome. How you doing?
Good. You are so sexy.
Oh,
thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Baby, I love
thank
you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Miguel, are you Mexican? Because I have a thing for Mexicans.
Mm-hmm. What, were you just watching my TV show?
Yes.
Yeah, what were you watching? What was I wearing? I'm not sure, because now I'm in a different outfit.
Oh, it's like black lacy gloves and a red corset.
I wonder...
Lacy gloves and a red corset for Miguel. All right, way to turn the tables.
So, Miguel.
Yeah?
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Mm.
I wish I wasn't. I wish you were here right with me.
Aww, that's so sweet. I wish you were here right with us.
You're talking to my wife. What are you talking about?
You're so hot, baby.
Yes,
ooh, thank
hot,
you.
Yeah. You move so good, and you move so good, and you talk so good.
Aw, moving and talking real good, yeah.
No, just so
well,
sensual.
You're talking pretty good so far. So is this the first time you've seen the show?
Yeah. No.
No? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What?
Yeah, no.
I've seen it before.
You've seen it before.
Yeah,
are you married or single?
Single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a musician.
Musician.
Mm-hmm.
What do you play?
I play trumpet and piano.
Trumpet.
Oh, that's so cute.
That is. Like, for what?
Hey.
For what?
Huh?
What do you play? Do you play in a band? Or
play
in a lot of bands, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Trumpet and piano?
How do you make a living?
Piano.
Do you make a living doing that?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Really?
All right.
You're a professional
musician.
Where are
you musician. Located at?
My
are
hair
you?
Is off to you.
Where's Miguel?
Pardon?
Where are you?
I'm in Silmar.
Silmar.
Where's that? That's
Silmar.
Southern California?
Yeah, that's the north of the valley.
Okay.
Mm.
I work at a record label.
I
like to say that to musicians. I meet musicians and I go, oh yeah, baby, I work at a record label.
You just tell me how sexy I was.
You meet musicians at work.
You're sexy.
Oh, I smoked a cigarette with Tom Petty this week. Highlight of my life.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and you smoked a joint with somebody else, didn't you?
He smoked a joint and I smelled it.
That was close enough.
That was Neil Young. I smelled Neil Young's joint. But I smoked a cigarette with Tom fucking Petty.
You're hanging out with a lot of retired
rockers.
Alanis Morissette is coming in next week.
Oh, God herself.
Who is Tom Petty?
Who is Tom Petty?
Who is Tom Petty?
Who is he?
Please tell me you didn't just really seriously
say
that.
No. Who is he?
Sweet little brother
Dave.
Who
is Tom Petty?
Come on.
Why are you...
He's a little bit of a superstar.
Who is he?
He performed at the Super Bowl this year. You saw that, right?
You were
like, he's fucking Petty. That's who he is.
But I don't
watch fucking Petty.
Wait a second. Let's get back to Miguel.
Oh, Miguel.
Miguel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know,
sorry,
I care
Miguel.
About you,
sorry,
Miguel.
Miguel. You sound
well,
hot.
You know, when I called, I'd be talking to you on TV.
Well, you are talking to us on the radio.
Miguel, help me out here. Do you know who
what
Tom...
What radio show?
Miguel.
The Dr. Susan Block Show.
Excuse me. Miguel.
On Radio Susie
Block One. Show.
That's
on what radio?
On Radio Susie
on,
One.
On your television.
You well,
just watching
see, what
television.
You're watching is the television version.
Miguel, help me out here.
The show.
Miguel, help me out here. Do you
well,
know... Miguel, help me out a second.
Bring us...
Excuse me. I want to say something. Miguel,
okay, go ahead.
Tell me who Tom Petty is.
Tom Petty?
Yeah.
And I'm free.
No, wait. Tell me. Miguel.
Sorry.
Tell me who Tom Petty is. Yeah. When you were 4 years old, right?
Heartbreakers.
Not four.
Is what?
Tom Petty is actually an old rocker.
I'm yeah. about to play some Tom
he's
Petty.
Old. He's old.
He's old.
I have Jimmy in Skype. I'm going to put Jimmy on, okay. and he's going to answer the question.
Poor Miguel.
We are all too flummoxed by the fact you don't even know who he is
right.
to even answer your
okay.
question.
How about this?
Last dance
okay,
of Mary
here we go.
Jane.
That's the song that went into my head.
One more time to feel the pain.
How do you not know Tom Petty?
And I'm really old.
He's really old.
Right?
And I've never heard of the guy.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of Tom fucking
Petty. You ever seen Neil Young?
No.
Have you heard of Neil Young?
Neil yeah. Young, yes.
I've never
heard
some.
Of Neil Young. They're like, Neil Young's coming in. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Okay.
Wait. Quiet.
Quiet.
Jimmy?
Jimmy?
J-I-M-M-Y on Skype. Jimmy is... Oh, Jimmy, come on. I've talked to you before. You have a palm trees in the background?
Oh, I remember Jimmy.
Yeah, come on. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy one, Jimmy.
Jimmy. My name is Jimmy.
So it is Miguel, you wearing
oh,
red
okay.
socks.
Miguel. You know, I like Miguel, huh?
Miguel had the red corset, right?
Yeah, Miguel's yeah. watching me in the red corset.
Red stockings.
Red stockings. I feel like my legs are red right now.
Yeah,
even though I'm just wearing black pants.
Don't
my
say
legs
that.
Feel red.
Tell him you're wearing your red.
I want to find
although
out.
Although I am wearing my...
Wait, I want to find out who George Petty
white
is.
White corset.
George Tom Petty. What
oh,
the
Tom
fuck?
Tom Petty.
George Petty's another guy, actually.
Oh, is he?
And I'm
yeah.
free.
I don't want to give Tom Petty so much... Tom Petty's getting too much airplay.
Tom Petty deserves his airplay. Tom fucking Petty.
This whole thing is
he has a new album coming out,
does
by the way, fans.
Because we're plugging Tom Petty tonight.
Let me ask you, Miguel.
Yeah.
Miguel, you seem so sexy. What do you look like?
I'm 5'11", 220 pounds, Latino.
Latino.
Damn, you're grabbing your ass and spanking yourself on TV. You look so fucking hot. Damn.
I'm grabbing my ass and spanking myself.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, did you like that when I did that?
No, she's spanking Jeez. Herself. Damn, she looks hot.
She looks like he doesn't my, hear a word I say.
My jealous
engineer. He's just looking
engineer.
At that ass.
All right. So, Miguel, where do you play music? Do you play in clubs?
I do a lot of clubs, like Pechanga and the...
Love Pechanga.
Oh, you play there?
Big fan.
Oh, let me hear the music.
This is Tom Petty,
yeah.
man.
Oh, this is Tom
this
Petty?
Is Tom Petty. Okay, so we know.
This is Last Dance with Mary Jane.
It's such a good song.
This is Tom Petty?
This is Tom Petty, man.
Your ass looks so good on TV, girl.
All right.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's looking at my ass.
It's all over the screen. It looks good. Damn.
God, this guy, this song makes me, like, want to do him, you know?
He's
but
so hot.
Yeah,
smoking
do it.
A cigarette with him, not so much.
Do it,
that's
Tom.
Almost doing him, right? That's
maybe.
Almost doing
how
him.
Was he?
I
would have done him.
What did you talk about?
Well, I said, hey, and he said, hey.
That's it? No.
And then he was like, wow, the music sounds way better out here. And I was like,
yeah.
I knew you said yeah.
Oh, you're so cool. Somebody thinks you're the coolest.
That was almost doing him. God, if only I hadn't choked up in the face of stardom.
Did you look into his eyes?
No, he had glasses and long hair and like a scarf and shit. He had a bunch of layers. Miguel, you're so much hotter, Latino.
Miguel is
I
very
would do
hot.
Tom Petty, but I would probably do Miguel.
Yeah, we got Pinleaf. Okay. Hello, Pinleaf.
Love Tom Petty.
Hi. Okay, we got Pinleaf in Skype here. Hello, Pinleaf.
Hello.
Pinleaf is calling from Dundee in the UK. Let's turn down Tom so we can hear Pinleaf, please.
Tom down.
Okay. Tom's
Tom
gone.
Down.
We love you, Tom.
We love you,
Hello.
Tom. Hi, Pinleaf.
Hi, go ahead.
What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Not much.
Not much.
What's going on with you?
Well, we're listening to Tom Petty.
God.
And Miguel. And we're just kind of a musical night tonight. At Radio Susie 1.
Everybody.
And we're talking about the art of seduction. The art of seduction is our theme this week.
And everybody's drunk.
Sarah.
And I. We're high too.
And Terry are my guests.
Right.
Pinball.
Well, Terry is now a regular. Actually, Sarah's kind of a regular. Semi.
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 Thank you.
Show up more, woman.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
She needs to show up more. But anyway, Pinleaf, we're a little bit drunk.
Pinleaf?
Right.
We're slightly drunk.
We're a little bit drunk.
Where does one get the name Pinleaf?
Yeah, what is that about?
Huh? Pinleaf?
Pinleaf.
Yeah. Where did that originate from, sir?
That's what it says on your Skype name here, Pinleaf.
Yeah, Pinleaf. That's my name.
Why?
Why is that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's got to mean something.
It has no meaning. It even it's two words in the English language that actually mean something. A pin.
And a leaf.
And a leaf. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You could go somewhere with that.
I don't know. Where could I go with that?
Well, you could pin a leaf to your wall. You could pin a lot of leaves in a beautiful pattern and create art.
Did you just
pin
take
leaf.
Two random words? Were you drunk when you made your name?
Starlight Conlon ass.
Fuck yourself, man. I was 16, okay?
Well, maybe Pinleaf was 16 when he came.
When I was 16?
Is that your real name, Pinleaf? Pinleaf? Quiet.
Pinleaf.
Let's talk quietly like Pinleaf. Pinleaf is talking quietly. Done.
Why are you guys being so mean to Pinleaf?
These people just can't keep up with us.
Pinleaf, is this your first time in this broadcast, Skype cast?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been on Skype for long?
Like 20 minutes or something.
Oh, right.
This is your first time on Skype.
You have landed in the ship of fools. They're all drunk here.
Wow.
No way. Dude, Pinleaf, you got so lucky. This is the best place. In 20 minutes of Skyping, you fucking struck gold.
Gorge.
Way to go, Pinleaf.
Pinleaf.
Where you have entertaining conversation on a variety of subjects related to sex,
God, your
love,
name is so
life,
adorable.
And death.
No,
it could
mean
anything.
Great.
No, it's your voice that's nice. The name,
yeah,
you could...
he's
you
very
could,
calm.
No, the voice,
the voice
too.
Is good.
Where are you from, Pinleaf?
Dundee.
Where?
Dundee, UK.
UK. Dundee.
Oh, you sound so sexy.
Wait. Is that where they make...
UK.
Is that where they...
It's called the UK.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Marry me.
Go make out with them.
Where's Dundee?
I would.
What country is Dundee in?
Scotland.
Scotland.
I hear bagpipes.
Idiot Americanos.
You guys, you're like, oh, it's in Scotland. No, you fucking heard bagpipes.
Right.
They only use
Dundee.
Bagpipes in Scotland now.
Yeah, they don't have that in the UK.
Right?
Scotland.
Speak into your microphone. This is
where
great.
Are you from?
Los
LA.
Angeles.
We're in
LA.
Los Angeles.
I'm from LA.
We're in the soul of downtown LA.
Where's Los Angeles?
Where is
I'm so glad
where
you said that. I
Los
love
Angeles.
You.
It's right next to Tom
That's
Petty.
That's like, where's Tom Petty, exactly.
Oh my
Have
God.
You heard of Tom Petty? Please, wait. Have you heard of Tom Petty?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Wait.
So, you don't know where Los Angeles is, but...
I think so.
Okay.
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 We got all kinds of people.
We got all kinds of people.
Tonight.
We're going to say goodnight to Miguel. Miguel.
No, this isn't Miguel.
This isn't Miguel.
No, hang on. I remember his name.
Pinleaf.
Pinleaf is still on in Skype, but we have to talk to somebody else on the phone.
Miguel.
Okay. No.
No, not Miguel.
Miguel, are you still there? No. Or is that someone else? Is this
no.
Marcus?
Marcus.
Is this Robert? Or
is this Fillmore?
Who are you?
Who
Speak.
Are you?
Tell us your name.
Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Okay, what
Howdy.
Do you want to talk about, Marcus?
Howdy, yeah.
Yeah, how you
yeah.
doing?
The Cali boy.
All right.
Cali boy. So you know where Los Angeles is then.
I can barely hear you now.
Okay, well, just
try.
Calm down and we'll just try to tune into your wavelength.
Yeah. Okay.
We're Cali girls. We are Cali girls.
We are Cali girls.
We are
Cali
here
boy.
For you at the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown
boy.
L.A. So, Marcus.
So, what's up, Marcus?
You've been watching the television show?
Say it again?
Have you been
watching
us on
yeah,
TV?
Yeah, just now.
Yeah. Was I wearing red?
You know what? Like, red and black, that shit's down.
Okay.
Yeah,
looking
hot.
Sexy.
Green, mm-hmm. dark green, though.
I'm going to go jerk off. I'll be right back.
Everybody's
yeah,
jerking off.
Questions.
Mm-hmm. What's your question, darling?
Just about, like, the whole bondage thing. I'm really into that kind of thing, you know?
Okay, yeah, right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Like a bunch of other shit. Like that.
A bunch of other shit. What's the problematic shit?
Yeah, like, something that, like, everyone would like. Well,
what's that?
Not everyone, I don't know.
What is something that everyone would like?
Yeah. Like a bunch of girls on top of me, you know, like.
Oh yeah, everybody. Like
everyone
that.
Would like that. A bunch
yeah,
of girls
yeah,
on top
well,
of you.
Sure, like,
except I
sure.
like them on top
but you
of
know
me.
What? They I kind of like it when they tie me up, though. You know?
Yes, tie a bunch of girls holding you down.
Yeah,
who doesn't dream about that? I dream about that.
Yeah, are they tying you down naked?
I guess we could start off like with clothes on, but of course.
Okay,
I'm
we start off
life.
With clothes on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Say it again?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a UPS driver.
So you'd be in your uniform.
The little short pants.
The shorts.
Right, and the hairy legs.
So many girls,
yeah.
It's not even funny.
Do you have nice legs?
Do you have good legs?
I wear my little shorts.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I got some tattoos
little
on my
brown
legs, so
right.
kind of like that shit.
Little brown
oh, God,
shorts,
we
yeah.
love that.
Well, now,
shit.
The UPS man, they know about packing and tying.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I had a UPS guy that came in and stabbed me and tied.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, that's a real... It was a UPS guy.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was terrible. Anyway, all right.
Pass the bowl.
But that's not you.
Yeah, I need the bowl. Where'd the bowl go?
So that's cool. Well, I mean, although those UPS ties, they're very uncomfortable. Don't use them. The plastic ties.
We use duct tape.
Duct tape.
The clear kind.
I've never done any bondage, actually.
Really?
No. Really? You're missing out.
I've had a lot of, you know...
Perhaps you should.
...fringe and extreme sexual experiences, so I'm personally surprised that I've never done bondage. It feels like first-level shit, you know, and I've never done...
Well, we had Terry tied to the cross for your birthday.
That's true.
I once tied someone up. I'll be honest. I once tied someone up.
You did?
You did.
Yeah.
There you go. So how was that?
What'd you do to him?
She probably got all scared and ran away.
No. I got kind of... And then they got kind of... So, you know, it didn't work out well. That was the one time.
Marcus, have you ever been tied to a cross?
It's coming.
Do I have to move? Okay.
No?
You've never been tied to a cross?
Like a bondage cross, an X, not really a cross like Jesus.
What? I can't hear you.
Okay, you're dropping out, darling. So now I'm going to... Pinleaf, are you still there?
Pinleaf.
Go ahead.
Pinleaf?
Yeah.
Oh. How you doing? Now, in Scotland, is that where they wear the kilts, right? You know, do you wear a kilt?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
You got a kilt?
Ooh, that's so sexy.
Those are expensive.
I love a man in a kilt.
Do you wear underwear with them?
That's okay.
Do you wear underwear with them or?
Hell no.
No, when you go to
you're
battle,
not supposed
right.
to wear underwear. Right. That's the whole idea.
Right. You
so that
up.
They can pull it up and scare the enemy.
The enemy. Right.
That's the whole idea. It's like a warrior tactic.
That's
my
tactic.
Penis is a warrior tactic.
That was their weapon of mass seduction.
That is still their weapon of mass seduction.
They run up to the enemy and pull up their skirts.
It's like AFF and you see it.
And freak out the enemy.
You freak out.
It only works once and then you're desensitized.
So. In our defense, it is kind of culty.
Culty?
Cold here.
Oh, cold, yeah. It's
cold. Oh, in yeah. your defense. Yeah. It's kind of cold here.
I'm sure it's warm in your bedroom and you can take a picture.
Okay, send us a picture, Pinleaf. Send us a picture of you in a kilt, please.
Please.
We would love
okay.
that, we girls. We're going to move you down into listening because we're going to talk to somebody else, but we do appreciate you and your kilt. Okay. And now we're going to talk to Mitchie Gerber. Hello, Mitchie.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I am very well. How are you, Mitchie?
Beautiful. Thank you, Mom. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You have a very nice voice.
You're in South Africa?
Yeah. I talked to you before.
Yeah.
Right.
Last time. I just wanted to say hi.
Atlanta, South Africa.
Yeah, I study international foreign diplomacy
right.
in Atlanta, but I'm originally from South Africa.
Right. You're in Atlanta, though, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going
course,
to school.
Yeah.
You're in Atlanta, Georgia, but you're from South Africa.
Georgia.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right,
isn't
right.
Isn't he great?
Mm.
So what do you think of our country?
I love America. I think it's beautiful, but not enough passion for me. I love
passion.
I agree.
Passion. We have passion here. It's a little bit alcoholic.
We're alone. No, I have sober. Well,
I have a great quote about passion. A very, very good quote
Tell
about
us
passion.
The quote.
Let me find it here.
Silence.
So I get it right.
Yes.
Well,
really
I will read you Mitchie Gerber's quote from okay. Gladiator. What we do in life echoes in eternity. I try to correct the heart and the energy flows positively. Try to consider others all the time and keep the vibe strong like a warrior.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah. I've got it. I found it.
Go ahead,
okay,
read it.
Yours?
Okay, passion. Passion, it lies in all of us, sleeping, waiting, and though unwanted, unbidden, it will stir, open its jaws, and howl. It speaks to us, guides us. Passion rules us all, and we obey. What other choice do we have? Passion is the source of our finest moments, the joy of love, the clarity of hatred, and the ecstasy of grace. It hurts sometimes more than we can bear. If we can live without passion, maybe we'd know some kind of peace, but we would be hollow. Empty rooms, shuttered and dank. Without passion, we'd be truly dead.
Tom Petty.
No, that's a quote from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, actually. But that's not important.
Do you know what the word passion, the root of the word passion, the root of the word passion is passio. And in Latin, that means suffering. Suffering.
Sounds about right.
Passion is suffering. Suffering.
I love passion.
You know, but that is what
passion.
It is. You may love it. And that's the essence of melodrama.
It is. It is.
Is the joy of suffering.
The joy of suffering.
That's what passion is. That's passion.
Go ahead.
You know what's the most turn-on experience for me,
yes.
Particularly in the bedroom?
Yes. No, I don't. What?
It's when I consider myself a warrior. Like in the ancient days when the warriors came back from battle and they were soaked in other men's blood after killing and conquering land and
you're not a Christian, are you?
Hey?
Are you a Christian?
No.
Okay,
because
that's a lot of blood.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not in the blood. I'm not that kind of person, but I'm just saying as a warrior defending his
people. This is a sexual fantasy.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
But the whole thing is about coming back to his queen or to like to yeah. his queen or his princess, and then just ravishing her in the bedroom, taking complete control and charge, and really.
Wow. I got goosebumps.
Wow.
Medieval night.
Sounds hot, man.
Really hot. What are you doing in Atlanta?
He's studying to be an international negotiator.
And then he...
LA's not good enough for that?
Conquers.
No, I'm coming.
Her enchanted forest.
You're coming
to San Diego. Ooh, let's meet at the zoo.
I've never been to California.
Wow, that sounds
check out the bananas
primal.
Seriously, we're ready.
I'm trying to send
come to our castle.
So, what are you studying in Atlanta?
Oh, night.
What are you studying?
Come to our castle.
What are you studying?
I can tie you up.
Are you sending a picture?
Oh, a picture. Let's
okay,
see.
Let's
it again. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna come look.
Something happened here. Wait. Ooh, I have all these Skype things. Receiving a file. Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch Pick.
Allow.
Okay.
Save
as. I have to accept.
Yeah.
And now, what do I do with it? I have to save it and open it?
No, it's going to come up, I think.
Hang on.
Okay, connecting.
Hang on, we'll be right back.
Something's happening.
You're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. You're listening
open.
To the
Revolution. Oh, here he is. He's hot.
Oh.
He's hot. He's hot. Look at his eyes, looking right up at you.
So cute.
He's so intense. He looks like you could see him covered with the blood of other men.
Oh yeah.
And then.
Wow. Yuck.
He is a ravager.
Yuck.
He's a ravager. Rawr. Okay. Stay on the line with us,
Stay
ravager.
On the line.
We're gonna talk to a guy on the phone too.
Where's he from?
Named Manny in North Hollywood.
Ooh, I'm from North Hollywood.
Hey, Manny. Manny.
Hello, Manny.
Hi.
Hi, Manny. I had an uncle, Manny. Anyway, what's going on with you?
I'm just going to be hot.
What was that? You're just really hot?
Yeah.
Is that it? You're just really hot?
You've been watching a woman in red skirt or something?
Red and black.
You've been watching television, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't do that. It leads to masturbation.
So, are you alone, Manny?
Yeah, I'm alone.
Are you a single guy?
Yeah, I'm single.
Uh-huh. You don't have no girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
No.
No.
No, no boyfriend neither?
No.
Nuh-uh, I had to think about that for a second.
Do you have a horse?
Huh?
Hey, come on. Dog?
No, never mind.
Hey.
Cat?
Manny.
You're all alone, Manny?
You're all alone.
What do you do for a living, Manny?
Huh?
What do you do for a living?
Do you make a living, Manny?
Huh?
What do you do?
For a living.
He doesn't speak so much English.
Oh, okay.
What do you
He's
speak?
Going a little too far.
What language?
Español. Hablo español.
Yes.
Oh, Manny. Where in North Hollywood, Manny?
Yes, I'm North Hollywood.
I'm in North Hollywood, Manny. Hola.
Okay, hola.
¿Cuál es la fecha de hoy?
Te amo.
Te amo.
Te amo. Sara.
Te amo.
Sara. Sara on Kawenga. Kawenga.
Kawenga?
Sara on Kawenga.
Sara. All right. Manny.
Where's the bowl?
Vayas con Dios.
Adios.
And viva la raza.
Adios, Manny.
Viva la raza.
Viva la raza.
Viva la sex. Viva la sex.
Viva.
Viva la sex.
La sex.
Okay.
Manny.
All right.
Thank
you.
Manny.
Ciao.
Anyone seen Run the
Run? Okay.
I saw that with you.
Now.
We're still in Atlanta.
We're still in Atlanta with Mitchie.
Mitchie.
Our knight in shining armor.
Oh, the Ravager.
Mitchie. Let me, you're from South Africa. Do you understand the corruption of this country?
Is that what we're going to get into?
Well, we're going to have change. We're going to have change.
I like
we're gonna have a different
the blood warrior
dream.
Story.
Yeah.
A bit. Let's go back.
The knight in shining
the princess.
Blood-stained armor.
Blood-soaked body ravaging flesh on flesh. Queen of my...
Sarah's ready for you.
It's
Rapunzel,
good.
Rapunzel,
I'm
going to
save
hair.
That one for later and think about it.
I'm sure you will.
Wait, wait. Mitchie is speaking. Mitchie. Somehow the name Mitchie Gerber doesn't go with the
Mitchie Gerber, and I'm going to ravage you.
Doesn't go, honey.
Okay, let's hear what he says.
Match.
Let's hear what he has.
In South Africa, we grow up. The men, particularly the men in my family, particularly, we grow up to be very fearless. My family is a big mafia in South Africa. A lot of mafia.
Ooh.
And that's why I leave my career. I just didn't want to get involved in all that. And yeah, and when I look for a woman in a relationship, I look for a very, very, very dominant.
What business?
Wait! He looks for a dominant woman.
Yes. Continue.
Wait, this is interesting.
Please continue.
Yeah, I like a woman that can walk into the room and completely just turn the heads of all the men and make all the other girls jealous.
Oh, supermodel.
I like a woman that is completely in her own independent and in space in the business world.
I bet you
can
do.
Take charge of anything in a business world, but in the bedroom, I take charge of her.
So you'd be like a boy toy.
I see. And you're in Atlanta.
In charge of the woman who's usually in charge. And then she gets to relax. Absolutely. And just let you be in charge.
Yep.
You know, a lot of men do that. A lot of male CEOs, they hire women to dominate them. And now that there are all these women CEOs,
we sometimes want
the man to dominate us.
Mr. Spitzer.
Probably he did that.
That he wanted to be dominated by this woman.
Right. But this is now Mitchie who wants to do the same for women.
Yeah.
Wow.
For
that's
Mrs.
Hot.
Spitzer. She's very hot.
Dr. Susan, you know what? The best thing that turns me on the most is when the woman orgasms first in my mouth. And I love to...
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't appreciate that?
Sir Gerber.
Good boy, you. You cunning linguist. Okay.
Yes,
you like that.
Anyway.
You have a nice voice. You remind me of, actually, one of our clients. From the same country, Richard, who tells wonderful stories.
Richard.
Right, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, doesn't he? Same voice, same tone, same lilt.
Except he's from South Africa.
No, they're both from South Africa, actually.
Oh, really?
Although he now lives in another country.
Well.
But he is from South Africa originally.
Oh,
and
I
that's
see.
Where that accent
wow.
is. And that's that tone, that sexy tone of just tortured men.
Oh, I love tortured brooding men.
Yes, tortured brooding men that fight with other men over territory.
I love
territory.
Tortured men.
I love when they've got the brooding down. I'm all about the brooding.
All tortured things, pretty much.
No, I just want to marry
I
one.
I just love everything about a woman, the essence, and particularly when I'm in the bedroom, I like to just lick and suck and just use my hands. And
so you're
regularly in the bedroom, but occasionally you'll lick and suck somewhere else.
So you're a lesbian.
No, I just lick and suck. I love...
You just like women, right? Do you like to suck man's cock?
No, only woman.
Oh, only woman. So you're a lesbian.
So you're a lesbian.
Yeah, you're a fucking lesbian.
But he's a man.
Yeah,
he's a man, right?
So...
Come on, but I just take enjoyment in just using my tongue and exploring my queen in the bedroom, you know?
Well, good.
And what are you studying
That's
down
That's off
in?
To you.
So how come you don't have a queen right now? What's the matter with you, Mitchie?
He's studying
you
in Atlanta.
You gotta change the name. That's the problem.
What are you studying?
He needs a new name. Yeah, Mitchie Gerber needs a new name.
Mitchie Gerber.
Where did you get that name?
It's so
is that
cute,
a family
but like...
Is that from the family, Mitchie?
It sounds like a stage name, you know? It
sounds Jewish, and you don't sound Jewish.
My actual name is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. So.
Gerber.
Oh, maybe like the Gerber. Yeah.
Mitchell
Gerber
Foods. Gerber.
Are you a member
Gerber,
of the Gerber family?
The Gerber Foods family?
Mitchie Gerber.
No comment.
All right, you can send a check to
Nicholas
us.
Nicholas Gerber.
At drsusanblock.com.
Nicholas is a really sexy name, though.
So what do you...
Nicholas Gerber. Nicky Gerber.
Nicholas is better than Mitchie. Nicholas is already better than Mitchie.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, Nicholas not...
Nick Gerber. Nicholas Gerber. Why don't you do
Nicholas.
That?
Like N-I-C.
It's better
what
than Mitchell.
What is with the Mitchie? Why do you want to be called Mitchie?
Change it. Let's do this. How about this? This is actually... that's it. That's what I really do. I'm called by.
What are you doing?
Mostly.
What?
The reason why I haven't got a girlfriend right now is because I was almost getting married to a wonderful woman who taught me so much about life and love and relationships. And unfortunately, I broke her heart because I wasn't in love with her. I loved her, but I wasn't in love with her. So I got to be very careful what I say to a woman, because she told me, Mitch, you need to be very careful how you choose your words and woman, because they love with emotion and men cannot reach that level of understanding and what a woman feels. And she taught, I've learned all my love and all my lessons from a woman. That's why I honor and respect and adore women. And I love to please them so much in the bedroom particularly. So
but yet you have, there's some barrier up between you and women. There's something that keeps you from intimacy.
That's what I love, because my mother had a little bit of a bad situation.
Yeah.
But I've, and that's what happened. I always had unstable relationships in my life, and I always ended up breaking girls' hearts. But overcoming all of that, and I'm only 28, overcoming all of that, I've really learned to just appreciate a woman for who she is and really understand the love of a woman.
Can I ask you a question? What are you studying down there in Atlanta?
International business. Okay. My friends in international business. And
you got you're studying international business and you can't get your women together. We're in trouble.
No, on the contrary.
He's got a lot going for him.
He's got a lot of women too.
He's got a lot of women in love. He just has a fear of intimacy.
Right. I do,
what
too.
What he's got going on here.
You
did.
I did.
I don't know. I think you still do a little bit. But anyway, you're trying to get over it, and you will get over it.
Yep.
And you are only 28. So
I'm 28.
And she's still getting over it.
And I'm kind of a power woman. And
she
I
is.
Think you're so hot.
this is a love connection.
I just had to say that while we were on the air, instead of saving it for later and being like, that guy was hot.
Just like what you're talking
about. Vlogging
about
it, you actually said it.
There you go, man.
I just put it out there. You're fucking hot.
Thank you, my lady. Thank you.
He called you my lady. Come here. Come on. What are you doing in Atlanta?
We're not in Atlanta.
Where is he?
I know.
Why don't you just fly out here?
I'd love to meet you. I'd love to.
Why don't you come out here and stay at the Figueroa?
In your armor. Come here in your armor.
And then you can visit Sarah at the speakeasy.
Right. We'll battle. I have a strong
down
will.
Upon her.
You can
while
try
she turns
and
all the heads
crush my strong
at
will.
At the speakeasy bar. You can come to the party that we're having on the 22nd and come dressed as a knight. And she'll be dressed as Esther.
And he'll be covered in blood from his armies.
Oh my God, blood warrior. That sounds
it's
a little unsanitary.
I don't care. We'll
fake
get fake
blood.
Blood.
Fake blood.
Cow's
fake
blood.
Blood. Yeah.
Cow's blood. I'm just kidding. Does a man eat slaughter cows
like
to please you now?
Like raw hamburger
ketchup.
Meat?
Ketchup. Yeah. We'll slaughter tomatoes.
All right.
Corn all right. syrup.
Come on, Nick. Come on out here. You've now seduced us.
Nicholas Gerber.
Into begging you to come visit us.
Such a sexy name.
I'm coming.
You're coming.
You're coming. Me too, Nicholas.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy to talk to you beautiful people. Aww,
we're so happy to talk to you.
And don't mind us when we're drunk. Right?
Mind us when we are drunk.
Yeah.
Mind us always.
Oh, you know, Pinleaf had put himself in waiting, and I'd left him there for like 10 minutes because we were talking to you.
Pinleaf.
And now he's
Pinleaf.
Dropped himself down into listening. It's
oh,
like you got upset.
Pinleaf.
Pinleaf, put yourself back up there. But, you know, you are so dynamic, Nick.
Pinleaf, come back
I
to us.
I can't call you Mitchie. Somehow Mitchie doesn't make sense, right?
I thought we got rid of that. Wait, did I do
Yeah,
something?
Nick, what happened? What happened to the sound?
Oh, here he is.
We lost Nicholas.
Nick, are you there?
Is this
Nicky?
Yes.
Can we call you Nick? Can you change your name to Nick? Because I have to look at it in writing.
Mitchie is not working.
Can I just
blood
call
warrior?
Mitchie while we're doing it?
I'll be like, oh, Mitchie. But then in like business situations,
no,
I'll Mitchie be like,
is
Nicholas.
No,
come over here, Nicholas.
I like Mitchie because it reminds me of niche marketing.
Okay, we've got Robert, who is Sarah and Terry's friend.
Robert's back.
Oh, Robert's back.
Talk on the air.
Robert. Hey, Robert. Okay, all right. Join us with our night.
Yeah, hold on a second. We're going to join you.
It's cool to have somebody on the phone and somebody on Skype.
Oh, no. Did we lose?
Hello. Whoa.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Robert. Yeah. I love you.
Sarah has fallen in love.
I'm in love.
Sarah has fallen in love.
With a bloody warrior.
With a bloody warrior. From South Africa.
From South Africa.
One,
we're now in Atlanta.
One at a time, please. One
I don't
time.
Remember. Not Atlanta.
One at a time. Yeah.
Okay.
Not in Atlanta.
Hello.
Hotlanta.
Hi.
So what's going on, guys?
Well, that's what we're saying. That's what's going on.
What are you doing, Robert? Why don't you tell us all what you're doing?
Oh, I am fucking rolling balls right now.
I don't get it.
I'm
rolling balls?
Ecstasy.
That's ecstasy. He's on
ecstasy
right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you... What
he's
is,
alone, too. He's
what's your vision?
I've never rolled alone.
Ghosts and the speakeasy. Yeah, or
ghosts like dead people come back to life,
knows.
Haunting.
Knows.
Ghosts like Trent Reznor is a god ghost.
He said Sarah knows.
Or like Jim Morrison, who we have many representations of him.
I'm in love with Jim.
What were you thinking about on that subject of filming?
So Robert and I are thinking of doing a music video to Nine Inch Nails for this film festival.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about topics for that. I wanted to go super emo, like really angsty. I don't know if I can
Well,
discuss
it's
got to
be really
radio.
Angsty.
I have some angsty.
Where's the bowl, man?
I don't know.
What happened?
Nothing. How's your rolling trip going?
Yeah,
are you,
I'm
going
to leave you for just a second.
Okay. Robert.
I'm really, really, yeah.
Are you alone right now?
Yeah.
Are you listening to Depeche Mode?
Yeah, I was.
Hell yeah, you were.
How's your love life these days?
My love life lately has been I get a lot of love from my friends, no matter how far or close they are, but as in, like, a special someone close to me, not really. It's kind of hard because a lot of girls are like, they just want to be friends.
What about hooking up? I mean, you had sexual contact lately, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, the last time I had sex was last year.
Hey, I'm all about loving myself these days, too, Robert. I support this lifestyle.
It's only March. I mean,
that's true.
What was last year?
Yeah, mine was like last New Year's Eve.
Wow, that's more than a year.
Yeah, it was good times.
Well, yeah, God.
It was like...
You're so cool, though, like, to find a special someone's going to be rough, you know?
Two other girls and a little boy.
Boom.
At the Mellow House, before it became the Mellow House.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is true.
What's true? What did I miss?
No?
Just hooking up at the old Mellow House. Back when it was. Back
you guys
way
are,
back
they're
when.
Talking
before.
Inside talk while I'm gone.
Well, we were
and
talking.
Nobody else is interested in but Mellow.
Oh.
No, we were talking about love and sex.
Oh, okay.
Let's say a foursome occurred.
Oh, a foursome occurred. Okay.
Yeah.
At the Mellow House.
Yep. That was the last time I had sex, but I don't really count that because I really was so drunk I got a little whiskey dick and couldn't get it hard.
You got a whiskey dick? Oh, this is way before
That's
it
so
was
honest.
This is before I even lived here. This is way before.
Yeah.
Wait, I wasn't involved in that, was I?
I don't think you were.
Okay.
I was having New Year's in Orlando with Anthony.
I certainly wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, but... Sarah, you've seen some of the pictures I've taken,
Do you know who Tom Petty is?
David, everyone knows who Tom Petty is.
I want to hear
Tom Petty.
Do you know who Tom Petty is?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Just
everybody's
asking.
Everybody's going
to
know.
Do I need to play another song? I will.
And
I love them.
Free
that's the one. Hang on. No, wait. Give me like a minute.
Free
no more singing. I'm putting it on. Yeah. That's what's going on.
Where the fuck was I?
I don't know. Where were you? Were you doing too many drugs?
That was in the 80s.
Miss Tom Petty.
Oh,
you were doing too many drugs?
I was doing a lot of drugs.
That's why. You just
I don't
out.
Remember anything.
Everyone do drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you really heard of Tom Petty? Yeah, okay. No, just ask him.
So you had a foursome at the Mellow House, huh?
Yeah.
Before it was the Mellow House.
Pretty interesting.
See?
Love to mama.
So
yeah. And America too.
Now, what happened?
But we found Tom Petty. We're getting in touch with our inner Tom Petty tonight.
So, you know, my last boyfriend, somewhat boyfriend,
yeah,
had
know
a threesome in Vegas this
right.
past weekend and didn't go
be sure
well.
To tell them about these archives, too.
Really?
It was hurting.
On your couch? Nope, not that
it
one.
It was something that happened.
Oh, the other one. The
in
one you
Vegas.
Met at the speakeasy.
Yeah.
The one you met at... Wait.
It was
okay.
A song
the
by
The one
Tom
you
Petty.
Met at the speakeasy.
Yeah, that
oh.
one.
He cool. went to Vegas
New
and
to
had
Vegas.
A threesome.
He had a two-boy, one girl.
Two boy.
With
a two
coke.
Boy.
They were on coke.
Two boy.
Two
that's
boy.
A key. That's a key.
One girl.
That's a key.
Threesome in Vegas. So he said it was a horrible disaster because he couldn't get hard.
All
he
right.
wanted
and
to, though. But then he got nervous.
And the other boy couldn't get hard either, apparently. And the girl was super horny and was like, oh, I heard this party upstairs. You should go grab some other guys. And they're like, they couldn't do it, you know? They were like... In his words, he said, me and my friend didn't want to see some other guy's dick her like we couldn't.
Oh, they got a man up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
take on a horny woman and you got to satisfy her whatever way you can.
Yep.
You know, if you're going to take her on, it's not fair to leave
right.
her.
Right. It was two guys.
That's not fair.
Two guys and one girl.
Poor
that's
thing.
Not fair.
It's all not fair.
That's evil.
Everything is unfair.
That's like bordering,
I feel so much
borderline
better sharing
evil.
That with you guys.
Wait,
hold on.
Because
my lover.
Why we have Atlanta.
Why couldn't they go down on her?
Atlanta.
Why did they have to be hard?
We have Atlanta.
Right.
Hello.
That's what Atlanta might say.
Hello, Atlanta.
I just wanted to ask you a question, please.
Go
how
ahead.
How did you know that I had a fear of intimacy? That was spot on. How did you know that?
Oh, just because I'm spot on. I'm spot on Susie.
You are.
That's what we call her. SOS.
You know, and I and that is a very valid thing to wonder. Why wouldn't your guy, Sarah, why wouldn't they just go down on this woman like mad and use their fingers?
I don't know. I guess I should have asked that.
Why did they get so into themselves
right
and their
here.
Their limp dick?
And I think they had a weird penis on penis experience, and they couldn't be around each other. And it's like
they were more into each other than they were into the woman. That's,
you know what my first
why.
Question was?
They
didn't
never heard
really,
radio
they were
like
not,
this.
They did not.
What's
they were not really
sound?
Knights in search of their holy grail.
So petty.
They were not really. Oh. Woman lovers. They were not woman lovers.
Maybe.
These two. They wanted each other.
I
they
asked
couldn't
if
deal
they
with it.
Did
they were
DP.
Too neurotic to deal with each other.
So
and then these two guys that Sarah
the threesome that went down. I asked, I was like,
not
well, did
so
you
down.
Guys DP? Because I feel like if you do
a general question to ask.
Two boys, one girl, that's what the plan is, right? Okay. That's my theory at least. And he was like, no, she was just into the getting ravaged
see,
by multiple men.
See, this gentleman who we're speaking of, and I will not say his
yeah,
name.
Yeah,
I have not even said his first name or even his initial.
Nope.
Uh-huh. And I want to say that I like him a lot.
And
I
he's
think,
cute.
I think
like
he's cute.
Him too,
I think
so.
He's nice.
I
think
still
he's
like
smart.
You. When you hear this in the podcast, I want you to know I still
wait,
like
I missed
you.
It. We,
but
I was
don't,
getting
I don't
bowl.
Think he really likes women.
I think he borders.
He's rejected two very different women. Both at the speakeasy, after they were at the speakeasy.
He hangs out with a lesbian.
Womanly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And he is really, really well-groomed.
Very well-groomed.
Oh,
very
stylish. Very
metrosexual
very.
At the very least.
Oh, he's so cute. I love him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He's very lovable. But does he love?
I think he's
he doesn't know how to love, to go out with
the blood of other men on his shoulders.
And he actually did
ravage you with whatever.
And
if his sword is not working, so he will use his shield.
He's not a blood warrior. Definitely not a blood warrior.
Not a blood warrior.
That's my new term for hot fucking guys, you know. And by fucking, I mean they fuck real good, you know. It's blood warrior. Blood warrior. They try.
A little of those red wings. Blood warrior. What was that, Nicholas?
Nicholas?
I love to be with a woman. I love to vibe. But, I would love to meet Sarah if I come to California.
She loves you.
Love, 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 all the way around. Blood warrior, you're my guy. Trust me. You get here and it'll be on.
I would be so happy about that. You know, I'm a married woman myself. And so I get great joy hearing that it's dead. Okay.
Is it? No. So, Nicholas, when you get here, come to a speakeasy party. I'm the girl in the sunglasses.
And
you can be like, I'm the blood warrior. And then I'll be like, the bathroom's over here.
I'll pick you up in my... I'll give you a big, strong warrior hug.
A warrior hug? I hope that involves, like, throwing me over your shoulder, like Jane of Tarzan.
I'm the guy
with the white beard and the Celt.
Yeah. Who doesn't know who Tom Petty is?
That's my man.
That's George Petty.
All you blood warrior imposters, I want you to know I can recognize that accent. You gotta be like, I'm your blood warrior. Otherwise, I'll know.
Well, God, right. I have to go, but it was
fun. Aww,
Nicholas. Take care.
Nicholas, you're so cute.
Take care.
God and Goddess bless you.
Thank you so much for your advice. And Sarah, thank you so much, my lady. One day, hopefully, I'll see you soon.
I'm so in love with you.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Bye, Nicholas.
Say goodbye and bye again.
Bye, Nicholas.
Tomorrow. How many of you guys have had multiple partners all at one time?
We're just getting into the romance of Nicholas here.
But multiple partners are fun to talk about.
They're always fun to talk about.
And feel a little love.
Okay, we've got Pinleaf and John Olson in waiting. Now, Pinleaf,
Terry's the only one I don't know about. Terry, you ever had multiple partners?
I have had two occasions of multiple partners, and both were all female.
Those are my good stories.
Okay. Two all-female multiple
Just
partners.
Just because we know Pinleaf already, partners. I'm going to put him up
two
into talking and see what he has to say.
Amazing night.
And then we'll get John Olson. Hello, Pinleaf.
Hello. I just wanted to, ask a question, really.
Go right ahead.
The previous caller that you had on was talking about... he was talking about coming back from battle or blood and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a fantasy battle, though. It wasn't like Iraq or anything.
No.
We're not talking George Bush.
No.
It was a sentiment.
I saw some Lord of the Rings battling personally, but that's just the way I chose to interpret
kind
it.
Of fantasy thing.
All right.
Well, not me. I saw some slaughter.
Just a bit confused, you know, because I have the same fantasy, right?
Uh-huh. Oh my God, I want both of them. Can I call it? I call dibs.
You're a fucking bitch, that's what you are.
I'm just kidding, go on.
Yeah, go with it.
Battle. I don't come back from the battle and then pick up my queen. No.
What do you do?
My queen before I go to battle.
Just in case you
die
in battle.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
So you got one before and then one after?
Right. And battle is just shower.
And then during the battle, you get to hang out with your girlfriends. And watch the guys in battle.
That's
great.
Battle?
It's such a...
What's the difference? Wait, hang on. Now I'm fascinated by it.
It is sexy. It is one of those things that we just have to kind of try to control, because it can wind up putting us at World War III, this kind of sentiment.
Really?
The battle sex sentiment?
Yes. Why are these men at battle? They're at battle to win our hearts.
Well, I think it's cool
they're interpreting
violence in a sexual way, you know? And they're like, instead of battling, I'm going to fuck this chick,
Well,
you know?
That's the key, is to make it instead of, and not to make it like real battle. I mean, because a lot of guys interpret it as real battle, and that's why they join the armed forces. And that's why we fight.
That is completely off here.
Right. No, I know. You're carried away with the romance of it. I just want to make it clear to all those guys.
How do you simulate a battle? You got to, like, go to the gym and work out, you know? Or, like, how do you make it so you get to that same primal feeling of, you know?
Sports. It used to be more physical, you know?
Yeah. Sports are a battle, you know? And
sports are good. God, I used to date this roller hockey guy. God. And he would, like, fighting his roller hockey battles with his boys, and then afterwards they'd be like, let's get in a truck, and we'd all get in a truck together, and they smelled so bad, but they were like, oh yeah, we just fought, and God, like
all
four of
adrenaline.
Us, and I was like 16, you know, and four big hockey players in this truck. It was like so hot, and he was really muscular. I was really into him. Good times. But never did it with the whole team, although I'm going to think about that one later too. <Da-da-da>. So yeah,
it's very sexy.
I wholeheartedly agree that these physical really makes it feel.
It doesn't have to be a violent battle. It just has to be one that's passionate. You know, that involves some suffering, because the suffering is what makes it really exciting to come home to the pussy, or in some cases to go from the pussy into the battle. You know, I mean, either way, it's the suffering.
Hey. I was just going to ask one more thing.
Go ahead.
See the guy that's on here that's always talking about Tom Petty or whatever?
Tom Petty.
Right.
Yeah.
We know him.
Yeah, that guy.
That's Brother Dave.
What's his name?
Brother Dave.
Brother Dave. It's a really nice name. Anyway, I wasn't aware that he was like a singer or something.
Tom Petty?
I thought he was like a clinical psychologist.
You know, he is kind of
Tom
a psychologist.
Tom Petty, the clinical psychologist.
Not clinical, though.
Oh, my God, we just gave him so much advertisement tonight.
We did, I know. That's kind of making me a little bit...
He's easy. Really good. I'd recommend him then.
I smoked a cigarette.
Okay, what happened to Brother Dave? Brother Dave missed that. That was like...
I really like
the total punchline
really
of the Tom
sexy.
Petty joke is that Pinleaf thinks he was a clinical psychologist. That's beautiful, Pinleaf.
This is Pinleaf. We're back to Pinleaf.
There's a symmetry that's going on here.
Can we get Dave back or whatever his name is?
He went out for a break. He's probably shooting up in the bathroom or something.
I wanted to come back. He has
back
a cigarette.
He's looking up Tom Petty. I'm going
to
put you down into listening, Pinleaf, and then I'm going to...
Bye, Pinleaf.
When Brother Dave is back, we can bring you back talk about love. Okay, and now we have John Olson. I hope we can hear John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on with you? In Phoenix.
Not much. I heard about your Skype cast, so I thought I'd come check it out.
Cool. Well, welcome.
How'd you hear about the Skype cast?
Rose. Down and listening.
Okay.
So, this is your first time?
Yep.
And you're 21?
Yep.
Are you a student?
Recently turned 21.
Congratulations, you're responsible now.
You're
for everything.
Perfect.
I'm actually going to school to be a computer tech.
You're a nerd! Yay!
God, this radio show should be renamed, like, Let's Hook Sarah Up with a Boy.
All kinds of boys here. We have the night, we have the computer tech.
Yeah.
What do you think of the coming home from battle or going off to battle kind of romance? Being a computer tech?
I don't know.
Good answer.
I wouldn't go off to battle just for a female. I'd probably go out to battle over someone trying to steal my female.
Ah.
Ooh.
That's a whole different kind of
twist that I don't know if we want to get into.
Yeah, what
that
would
could
you
be
like
a jealousy
what
thing.
What would you do if somebody went after your female?
Sperm wars.
It wouldn't be pretty.
Wouldn't
it would
be pretty.
Not be good.
There would be blood, would there?
Hopefully
you might
not.
Say someone might get
No, no, no. No blood, John. Life. Come on. Don't hurt.
Someone might die.
What? Sorry, yes. That was...
I mean, if your girl was having sex with another guy, you'd kill one of them or both of them, or...
I killed a dude.
The dude's
you'd kill
good.
The dude.
So what if you're dating a whore? Sorry, I just had to put that out there.
And you loved her, and you didn't realize she was a whore.
But she was a whore.
And wouldn't really be the other guy's fault.
And it wasn't just that guy. It was a whole bunch of guys.
But it happened that you walked in when it was this guy.
And it was your whore.
Hold your fire, John. You don't want to be in prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's not
worth
it.
You wouldn't do that. Don't do that.
She was a whore.
Just take a deep breath.
A whore.
Just say, she was a whore. Fuck her. Or don't fuck her anymore.
They fucked her, and I don't want to fuck her anymore because she's a whore. That's what
yeah.
Saying.
But don't kill her.
But don't kill anybody.
Don't kill anybody. Don't kill the guy either. Really.
I still feel like killing things sometimes, though. So
what was that? What was that, John?
I probably just messed him up a little.
No, don't even do that.
No, no.
Don't
kill
even
the
do
dog.
That.
Not
worth it.
Kill her dog.
No, no,
disturbing.
Don't kill the dog.
I would stalk him on the internet. I would go to his MySpace, and I'd be like, fuck you, you know? But, like, in real life, in the bodies, in the flesh,
really,
that's...
really messed up video on his MySpace.
You have a video on MySpace?
No, I'm saying leave a really messed up video on...
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's a creative way to get back at him.
That's
I
way
think
better.
That is really, really good, John.
Totally acceptable.
Amen and amen. Yeah.
Go for MySpace battling, not violence.
Yes.
Oh,
I support MySpace for that.
MySpace bombing.
You know what I can do?
What can you do?
I'm, just blow up his computer, his hard drive.
Oh, you're a computer technician. That's
right. See, that's what you got to do. See, that's what's cool.
So then, even when you threaten to go after him, you're really a nerd. So you'd be like, "Hey, you know, not actually a physical threat."
Yeah.
I know.
That's
how nerds
what you
fight.
Use your intelligence.
I want to talk technology. We have a dual core hard drive, kind of stuffed in triple X.
Do you know what you're talking about? Do you? I was just wondering.
Mitch Gerber is writing to me. Hi, Dr. Susan. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk tonight. Ooh, it just popped down. Wait a second. What was that? Allowing me to talk tonight with you and the lovely co-host. He gave you co-host status.
Ooh, Sarah.
I am glad you pointed out my shortcoming
thank
of having
so
a fear of intimacy with
I
women.
I have a fear of intimacy,
and
too.
And I was wondering if you can be so kind as give me any solid... Well, I'm sorry to be reading this out loud, Mitch, except that... You know, it's you wrote it to me
so
during the show.
Mitch Nicholas Gerber.
Give me some solid advice on how to better improve this. I think you just have to keep talking to us, Mitch Nicholas Gerber.
I think you need to join melodramatic.com, Mitch Nicholas.
Oh. I think you need to join Bonobo Way.
The primary shout out is bonoboway.com on this
working.
Radio show.
Yeah. Bonobo Way.
But that
yeah,
first
I
one is how you'll get
right.
me.
Yeah. Melodramatic is great.
That's how you get Sarah. Yeah. But
yeah.
Bonobo Way is how you get many other hot chicks. So.
Send him before I blew up his computer. Check this out.
Uh-oh, are you going to hack us?
What are you doing?
Are you going to hack us?
Don't hack us, John.
Yeah. Don't hack us.
We
love
your friends.
You, John.
We love you, John. Even though we were just talking about Mitch.
Look at this site.
Huh?
Look at this site.
Okay.
Send to the host.
Okay, send it to the host. I am the host. Let me see. This site, I don't see anything. By the way,
I just posted it up on your
Terry
chat
got
window.
It.
I got it.
I just have to tell Brother Dave one thing.
Yes.
When Mitch Nicholas Gerber, was it him? No. No, it was not him. It was Pinleaf.
Pinleaf
said, "Where's that guy, Brother Dave?" And you were gone. And he said, "Because you know, I knew who Tom Petty was, but." I didn't realize he was a musician. I thought he was a clinical psychologist.
All right, Mr. Gerber.
So,
hey, Tom Petty's not a clinical psychologist.
He was being real. He really thought he was a clinical psychologist, Tom Petty. It's
that was Pinleaf that thought he was a clinical psychologist.
Pinleaf,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to you, John. John.
John sent Terry some
It's one of those fucking
hardcore penetration website.
Uh oh.
I would say gaping vagina.
That's what I would post up on his MySpace.
Oh. Because you're 12?
What?
What's going on here? Is this like...
It's nerd
spam?
Talk. Yeah. He wants to post a dick on the guy's MySpace to get back at him.
Oh.
And Terry said, are you 12? Because who posts a dick on someone's MySpace? But I still support that in favor of violence.
I think I think they're both ridiculous.
The theory of it is great. You
go
know,
post
to get back
some dick.
To
I say go maturity, but that's just my call.
We would say to...
I would say stalk their MySpace, read everything they have to say.
Your expression of their inferiority.
Go to the gym and get hotter.
All right, and we have 6 minutes left.
Make
Susan.
Out with a baseball player.
Susie.
Yes?
We have 6 minutes left.
Which
we're
means?
At an hour and a half.
We have 6 minutes left and then we're done.
I have to pee so bad.
Okay.
I bet
well,
you some listeners wanted to hear that just now.
They all wanted
right.
to hear
they
that.
They would probably want to hear the tinkle
I
sound, though.
I wanted to hear that.
You would like to hear that? You
oh, another
them.
One.
The fucking perverts.
The tinkle sound.
That's great.
All right, John. We really enjoyed talking with you. Sarah is going to go to the little girl's
Should
room.
Should I go? We only have 6 minutes left.
We
I
have
can
6 minutes.
Hold it
you can hold
six,
it,
yeah,
for
hold
six
it
minutes.
Yeah, hold it for 6 minutes.
Okay,
right.
I'm going to hold it for the last
We're
6 minutes.
We're going to now talk to someone named Kyle Galloway.
Kyle Galloway.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello. Kyle.
Hey, what's going on?
You
hey,
are.
I'd like to start off by saying, Sarah, congratulations on your urination issues.
Thank you, Kyle Galloway. 6 minutes to go.
She's holding it.
And,
holding
I had a
pattern.
Question for that John guy.
Oh, tight.
Why
for John.
Why would you post a dick on someone's MySpace if their name is going to show up right next to the dick? And their picture is going to show up right next to the dick.
Oh, like you're the
True.
Dick promoter?
Are
we
getting
into, like, 12-year-old MySpace semantics
I'm
now?
I'm going to put John back into talking and let him answer that question.
Yeah, that is MySpace semantics.
Okay.
Let him back in.
John, what is your answer?
Yeah. I would do that to make everybody think he was, like, he would swing that way.
You would risk your own reputation making...
Yes.
Okay, or maybe that's not such a risk for your reputation, perhaps.
Nope.
Okay.
I think it gets the point across. No one thinks you're gay. They're always like, well, that guy's pissed. You know? When you post a big dick, I mean, it only means one thing.
Not necessarily, no. It means different things. Posting
really?
Posting a big dick.
On someone's MySpace guestbook?
I only post part of mine. The other one I keep in storage.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen many dicks posted in different ways.
Guys like that joke, but
I guess there's some gay dicks.
There are quite a few gay dicks.
But there's a lot of, like, fuck you dicks.
There's a lot of fuck you dicks.
There's
a lot
of
gay fuck you dicks.
And if you guys keep talking like this, American Express will never advertise with
That's
us.
True. We
right.
we shouldn't be talking like that. Okay? So, John, we do appreciate your showing...
Even though this is an important topic.
...aggressive penis.
How to post dicks on the internet.
As opposed to shooting a guy who tried to steal your woman or beating him up.
I vote for the dick posting.
Exactly. And we'll call it penis posting. And thank you very much, John. Okay, so, Kyle, was that all you wanted to talk about, or was there something else?
I had something about the battle thing, but it kind of just left my head after talking.
Oh,
about
the
dick.
Battle
How do
thing
you feel
is
about
Come on,
it?
If you're going to talk about anything, talk
These
about
girls
battle,
are
like,
it's
please.
Bloody,
wait,
wait. It's all
I am
bloody.
A sex therapist.
Battle
I'm not quite so into the blood, but they are in their
please.
20s. And
We're into the blood.
Talk to me about battle and blood and
dresses of
scars and sexiness. Come on.
And when they feel a guy coming into their garret window... covered with the blood and scars of battle, and they're overwhelmed by him, and he's very muscular and good-looking with baby, you know, blue or brown eyes, they forget all the stresses of life, and they become fairy princesses.
Yeah, drink absinthe.
I can't believe they said princess. Like, I would have settled for the bloody warrior thing, but then they're like, I come home to my princess, and I was
yes.
like, oh, so
yes, done.
Yeah, the princess is
warrior
the main
plus
thing.
Princess.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that, Kyle?
I totally don't get the entire, like, full testosterone base fantasies and stuff like that.
Do you like to be tied up?
I'm not into violence or anything.
What's your thing?
Kyle, someone be my Aragorn. Come on.
What's your perversion?
No, no, Kyle, what do you like?
Kyle's
got
a thing.
Are you into Tantra?
No, I'm not really into a lot of stuff, but I mean, like...
Are you a virgin?
No.
You could be. You're only 19. Kinda, that would be perfectly legitimate for you to be a virgin.
No, I actually lost it when I was 15, so I was
That's kind of young.
In-betweener.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I guess my form of seduction, quote-unquote, is music. I get out that way, I guess. And
that's how you get laid.
Music. That's another theme of the evening.
We've been talking about music.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
No, that's George Petty.
Breathe.
But Tom Petty isn't that sexy.
Really. He is.
I would still do him.
I think he's
I would have done him.
You would do him, but you don't play him when you want to have sex, do
no.
you?
No.
No, you don't play Tom Petty for sex.
I might. I might later.
You
can
might.
I,
and
now
you
that
might
we've had this
think
moment,
about that one, too.
I'm going to be, like, listening to Free Falling and thinking about Warriors.
It's going to be great.
What kind of music do you like to listen to for sex, Kyle?
I'm into the fast stuff.
What is that?
Like what? Speed metal?
Not like... No, 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 not that fast, but,
not
you know,
that
like,
fast.
I mean, I listen to various different things. I mean, Coldplay is something I'd listen to.
You like Jackie Gleason?
That's not fast stuff. Come on, tell me what your fast stuff is.
I'm thinking, like, ooh, this guy does it to Metallica. That's really kind of hot. He's like,
oh,
Coldplay.
Like, say Nine Inch Nails.
I mean, I've been with some girls that were into, like, some Sepultura and stuff like that. Which
Julie London?
Heavy metal.
Sepultura is a little harder than Coldplay.
Yeah, that's a far cry.
I mean, that's my music of choice when I'm trying to get in bed with a chick.
It really says a lot. His is Coldplay.
No, that's Coldplay.
Oh, Coldplay, sorry.
Because Coldplay's
hard. Well, wow. If I had to choose, I would probably go Sepultura.
I would too.
Between the two. But Coldplay, you know, if I'm looking to be romance.
But, okay, so that's some musical style, but what do you... How do you ever, like, role play? Do you ever feel you're a certain character?
When you're in bed and you're looking at her, what do you say to her?
That's a little personal.
No.
Nothing too personal here.
This is the most personal show
on
the airwaves.
So what do you say when you're in bed, you got her in bed, and you're feeling her bones
or maybe you don't say it, but you just think it.
What do you say to her?
I'm usually speechless at that point.
You're speechless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Tripping.
I mean, like,
tripping.
That's legit.
Just feeling the one.
Do you say
oneness.
I love your nipples?
I love your nipples? Yuck.
I don't
that's
know.
For
I mean,
me.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of our clients.
Yeah, I mean, if I said something, I'd probably.
What would you say?
I'm just really screwed something up, so.
So you shut up.
I used to be really anti-talking for a long time, but then I got with, like, a good talker that would, like, say really crazy, nasty shit, you know? And, like, I would be anti-talking, like, no, I hate talking, it gets me out of the mood, but then he would say this shit, and I would be like, oh my God, you know? Like, whoa. I couldn't really help.
Talking can be really great. It can really push... your buttons, like the G-spot of your mind.
Yeah, and it's hard to buy into it if you're real intellectual and you overthink things and the whole talking thing.
That's why it feels a little silly to say it on the air.
But if it gets done right, then,
you wouldn't want to say it on the air.
But
maybe at some point, Kyle, you will share with us some of the things you think and feel about sex.
When you're looking at her.
When you are ready.
Touching her tits.
But we enjoyed talking to you,
ass.
But now we're going to talk to Grace. Okay?
Hi, Grace.
Because we need Grace.
Grace.
Yeah.
That's
love
my
you.
Mom's nickname on the
Grace.
Internet, by the way.
Grace.
Could be
Grace.
My mom.
Hello,
hi,
Grace.
Hi.
How are you guys doing tonight? I have a problem. See,
okay.
I'm very verbal.
Yes.
Very, very verbal
yes.
while I'm having sex with my boyfriend, and I cannot get him to make more than, like, ooh-ah noises.
That's the exact problem we were just talking about.
It's
uncomfortable, you know?
You can't get him to make more than ooh-ah. Have you ever talked to him about sex outside of sex, and do you know what he likes?
I do, but he's just... He hasn't gotten to that point to where he wants to... He doesn't know what to say.
Uh-huh. And who comes first when you have sex?
Me.
You come first. And what happens after he comes?
He stays there. We lay down and talk.
How about if you suggest that he talk to you after he comes and just make you come again by fingering you and talking to you? And then he doesn't have... Because right now he's probably not talking because he's trying to concentrate on just keeping hard and you know, doing his thing. But just take the pressure off of him. Let him do it after he comes, if he doesn't fall asleep. Is he the kind of guy that falls asleep right after he comes?
No.
Okay,
not
good.
Not at all.
Good. Good. So let him just talk for you. You can ask him questions. Just have him play with you and ask him things about things
like
you like to talk about.
Virtually like phone sex, but in person.
He likes phone sex?
No, I'm saying it's so virtually like phone sex, but in person.
Oh, you have to act like you're doing phone sex. For him.
That's what I'm saying, for him.
Oh, I'd like to hear that sometime.
To do that.
Oh, like for him to do that. Not exactly like phone sex because he's in person. Yeah, but yeah, he's doing it for you. But he might get turned on while he's doing it. Because, you know, he'll probably get a hard on while he's talking like that to you and he sees how turned on you get. And you'll teach him how to talk. You know, because it's not so easy to talk and chew gum at the same time.
It's not easy to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Talk
either.
Or walk and chew gum, right. Or talk and you know, concentrate and fuck and make yourself come. You know, for some guys, it's not so easy. Some guys, it comes very naturally. But some people...
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome,
it's
Grace.
It's a great idea, and I'm going to try it out tomorrow morning.
Oh.
That's what we like to hear.
Excellent.
Try it out and let us know what happens.
Yeah,
okay.
Call back with a report.
Take care.
Bye, Grace. Good luck.
All right. We are graced by Grace. And now... We have done an hour and a half.
Yep, we have.
All right.
And,
I finally get to pee.
Over an hour and a half.
That was a very graceful ending with Grace.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you, Grace. We must say Grace. We must thank the Lord and the Lady. The Lord in heaven, the Lady in the earth. The Lord at battle, the Lady in the castle. May your battles all be on computers and with weapons of mass discussion, weapons of mass seduction, not destruction. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Oh, from Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, broadcasting live. From our house to your house, and if you're still hanging around, then what you can do is you can listen to the free recorded show.
Just get rid of the towel, you know. Just
Jack can lay out right there. Jack, you want to lay out?
Jack,
right there?
You want to? Jack, take off your pants.
We're right there for you.
You don't want to get them all
wet. Always there for you. You're listening to a radio station that's a human station.
Oh, this is so exciting. We're starting out our spring fling.
You're listening to Revolution. And
spring
evolution.
Squirting.
Yeah, spring squirting. Listen
and
up.
Do you want a pillow behind
Pop
you?
Popcorn.
You need to just sit behind
the parking
is free. I'll just open up my legs.
You're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web.
Play with these beautiful...
Get my mic away so I don't get executed.
So I can get it all over you.